kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Maraming salamat sa pagpunta dito sa SBS. James Robinson, Crystal Lou DiCianco.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations dahil this is a one of many firsts. Am I correct, James?
Yes, that's right. That's many firsts.
Collab between Filipino and Australian, Filipino-Australian artists. Mm-hmm. And funding collab between Australia and the Philippines, if I'm not mistaken. You are the first to be funded by MIF, Screen Australia, Victoria, and Philippine Development Council of the Philippines. Wow, ang galing!
Yeah.
So, star-studded din ang pelikula with Miss Ruby Ruiz from several international screenings as well. At syempre, nandiyan si Emmanuel Santos, our very own from Melbourne for the first time. And ang Diamond Star, Maricel Soriano. Napaka daming firsts. How does it feel, James?
Oh, very lucky. I mean, I think it's just a great excuse for me to learn. I really entered it just thinking of myself as a student and wanting to just learn from everyone. So for me to be able to work with Maricel and with Ruby and Christelle and everyone, I just learned so much, and I think everyone wanted to learn. So it became, just an excellent place for all of us to try things out and ask questions. And yeah, we were just so lucky to have so many seasoned people around us, I think, for a lot of the first-timers.
So, nung binuo mo yung kwento, kasi you wrote the story, the screenplay as well.
Yes.
So, when you were conceptualizing the story, did you have people in mind, or was it just Sister Yolanda?
Yeah, I think every character in this film kind of represents a different part of myself and my relationship with Catholicism and my relationship with the Philippines. And so I had a lot of different characters that all kind of had their own viewpoints that are viewpoints within myself that are sometimes conflicting, and sometimes they're learning from each other. And so I think, coming up with the characters was quite smooth because I feel like I intimately know these characters because they are parts of myself. And then it was a process then of bringing the different actors and team that we had around to kind of then bring themselves into the characters. Yeah.
So growing up, you have a Filipino mom.
Yes.
And an Australian dad.
Yes, that's
right. And you went through the Catholic system, Catholic school system here in Australia.
I did, yes.
And I think that was a main influence in bringing up this story.
Yeah, I think so. It's funny because a lot of it is informed by my experience here in Australia, growing up under the church, and then bringing the story to the Philippines. I was just finding it was so easy to transplant this story into the Philippines, which I think speaks to how universal the experience is, which isn't a negative thing. It's layered. There's so many beautiful parts, but there also are parts that can be manipulated and taken advantage of by whether that be politicians or whether that be by a principal at a school. I think the experience is universal, and that relates so much to the Philippines as well. And so I think when I started talking about the story with my cast and with my producers and everyone, there was just this resonance that we all kind of had shared experiences at different levels and from different angles. Yeah.
So James, Filipino, yung dialogue, nahirapan ka ba? Sinulat mo ba to sa Filipino o may nag-translate para sa'yo?
I wrote it originally in English, and then we brought on a lot of different translators, and we went through different versions. We went through translations that were quite literary and very like philosophical, and they were very beautiful, but they weren't so conversational. So we had to find ways to make it conversational, and then would work with the actors also just being like, would you say it this way? Like, what are your own quirks in your dialogue? Are there expressions that you use that I don't think of? And so it was nice kind of, trickling it from English into very then like, quite literature-based Tagalog, and then bringing it down into something more casual that flowed a lot more.
Everyday Filipino.
Yeah, I think so. And then, I mean, there are some characters that it makes sense because there's different class systems and some come from not in the area, some might be from the south. And so, like, hearing the different accents and everything, we wanted to preserve that to make it as authentically Filipino as possible.
Christelle, bilang producer, isa ka ba sa mga pumili kung saan yung lugar
Yes, definitely. I mean, I think our locations are also such a big part of our storytelling. And we went through so many in development even. Some ended up making it in the film. Some ended up not being in the film. But I think the exact locations we ended up at gave even more character to the film.
Bukid. Saan yun?
Which one? Yeah, so we were on a hunt. Sa Rizal, around Metro Manila, we went up to Baguio, but a lot of the scenes were really more inspired by Baguio. So we really covered a lot of Luzon.
And yung Lumang Simbahan, napakaganda. Saan yun?
Both. We have two old churches, actually, that we filmed at, and both were in Rizal. We spent weeks in Rizal. That was our home for 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Ano yung experience, James, na yung majority ng kasama mo, mga Pinoy?
Mm.
At did you feel like, oh, I belong here?
Or, yeah.
Oh, parang hindi ako maka-relate.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, you know, being in Australia and growing up here, it's like I feel too Filipino to fully exist within, like, the white circles. And then when I'm in the Philippines, it's like I'm too white to then exist within the Filipino circles. And so that's kind of actually been an ongoing thing, I think, for any mixed-race person, is, like, not trying to feel like I'm, like, two missing halves, but rather that I can be fully part of both. And so coming to the Philippines and working with so many Filipinos, I mean, it just felt like family to me. Everyone's so warm, and, you know, the sense of familiarity and, like, warmth. And of course, everyone in the Philippines is just so welcoming, and they want to know more about you. So no, it felt always like everyone was so happy to have me there. And it really felt like making this film was almost like, felt like I was responding to, like, a call from my ancestors to return home. And we, you know, did so many beautiful ceremonies when we were up north, like traditional Ifuga ceremonies, and being up there and, like, reconnecting with, yeah, I guess that part of my heritage was really beautiful, and it was quite seamless, I would say.
And what does it feel like to work with the legends, like, yeah, Kidlat Tahimik, Maricel Soriano, Ruby Ruiz?
Oh, just so, like, I'm just so lucky that everyone said yes. I mean, to build up a cast like this is just, like, for anyone, just, like, yeah, most incredible feeling. And I think, yeah, just wanting to learn from everyone. And these people have so much experience, and, like, they've been doing it for so long. And it was interesting being able to work with everyone, especially someone like Kidlat, who's just so comfortable. And, you know, he doesn't really act so often. He's more behind the camera, and he's really bringing up the next generations underneath him. So for him to grace us with his time and also just be so open, and, you know, his attitude towards filming is so relaxed. And then that made me feel more relaxed, because he's comfortable, and he's like, you know, we're making a movie. It doesn't have to be, like, you know, so stressful. It's like, we're here and let's have fun. So to work with everyone was really just, yeah, I feel very blessed and just respect everyone so much. So, yeah.
Christelle, ano naman yung experience na parang first time collab, na ang napakalaking collab? Hindi lang sa isang grupo, hindi lamang sa isang ahensya, kundi tatlo, apat.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is making history, this first co-production between the Philippines and Australia. And working with, I think everything aligns as it's supposed to, right? So I think even from our first meeting with James and Gab, and being with a cast where we had the same vision, the same drive, the same motivation for this project, really made a difference in how it all came together. So it was such a big project, and at the same time, I never felt like I was alone, which was so nice. And like James mentioned, we worked with such veteran people in the industry that as first-timers really in this feature film together, we were all learning from each other, right? So the veterans were hopefully learning from us too, whatever we can contribute, and vice versa. They really mentored us into bringing us into this industry, basically. So yeah, it was very, especially for a first-time experience, it was encouraging, because now we're still in it and we're on to next projects, whether it's together or separately, and still we're continuing to learn from each other and bring up both countries. You know, it's not just about the Philippines, it's about this collaboration.
Sabi mo nga, kakaiba, di ba? Mm-hmm. So, ano yung mga natutunan mo nung katrabaho mo si James being Filipino-Australian?
Yeah, I mean, oh, nar. That's the that's the accent. By the end of it, we were all saying nar. But no, jokes aside, I feel so privileged, especially for a first co-production, to have worked with James as a director. I actually wrote him a letter today just before starting off our rounds with MIFF, but I think I couldn't have had a better experience. Like Tita Ruby mentioned, he's so collaborative as a director. As a producer, our roles is to support whatever creative vision he has, right? But at the same time, he also really trusted us. And like you mentioned, this was a film that was first written in English and having to be translated back and forth. So he really also trusted us with finding the right people, finding the right voices, and basically, this is his vision, right? So he trusted us with his vision.
And when I first saw the two of you in the lobby, so I go, wow, ang bata pala. Because nung pinanood ko yung first slide, ang tumatak sa isip ko, ito yung isang taong may karanasan na sa buhay. Meaning, a bit mature.
Yeah.
And then I saw you.
Has experienced life.
Wow.
Yeah.
So anong feeling mo nung binasa mo yun, Christelle? Parang, alam mo na ba na si James iyon o hindi mo pa siya nakikilala?
Yeah, so I already knew it was James. So I had met James and Gab, and when they first shared what First Light was about, it, like I mentioned earlier, it really aligned with my values and what I believe in. And at the end of the day, growing up in the Philippines, also religion's such a big part of our lives, right? So I don't want to say sold it to me, but he shared it to me as a story about being about spirituality and faith. And that, to me, resonates.
On a different level. Kasi hindi siya yung pangkaraniwang pananampalataya or spiritual na aspeto.
Exactly, exactly.
Nakikita natin sa mga pangkaraniwang pelikulang Pinoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was deeper. And I think for a first film, for me personally, as a producer, I wanted my first film to be meaningful and to mean a lot to me. So that's exactly what this film ended up to be.
I think that isa sa pinakamahirap na aspeto ng pelikula, dahil nandyan si Maricel Soriano, nandyan si Res Cortez, nandyan si Soliman Cruz. So lahat sila mga big names, si Ruby Ruiz. Mm-hmm. Pero pag pinanood mo yung kwento, pantay-pantay sila. Walang superstar sa pelikula, walang bida ng pelikula. Paano mo na-achieve yun, James?
Yeah, it's very much an ensemble piece in that way. In that, yeah, each character I wanted to make sure was fleshed out. I didn't want to have anyone who wasn't developed. For example, the role played by Maricel Soriano, Linda Dela Cruz, her character, we really didn't want to make a villain. We wanted to give her space to have reasoning behind her choices. We needed to make her layered and multidimensional. And so to have all of these different incredible actors, I really needed people who had the experience to carry that kind of complexity in their characters.
And they didn't have to justify who they were.
Yeah, exactly.
Like in a lot of other films.
Mm. Yeah.
And there were times when you would say, oh yeah, makes sense.
Mm. Yeah.
But bakit hindi ba ganon?
And if I may add to that also, I think to your last question, that's exactly the depth. And like you were saying, a difference between such a young, behind-the-scenes group producing a film that has so much depth in it. I think that was really what was something that we pushed for also on set was equality.
How was Maricel Soriano like? How was she like on the set off camera to you?
She brought her dog all the time,
yeah.
Which is so nice. And she had a team around her. She was really wonderful to work with. And she really respected what I had to say. And she'd ask questions about the script and she'd ask questions about, you know, the motivation of the character. And she really understood everything. I think she's played so many roles in her career that explaining to her, you know, this is what your character's thinking. She's like, yep. got it. And instantly she just understood. So yeah, she was really wonderful to work with and just so supportive.
And Ruby Ruiz.
Well, Ruby is an acting coach. And I think I needed that for my first time. You know, I've been working in photography for quite a long time, and I've been lucky enough to work with some very big celebrities. And working with them in that case, I've been able to direct lots of people. But in a role like this, where I have characters who are thinking different things in what they're saying, and there's layers and complexity, to have someone like Ruby Ruiz, who, you know, is an acting coach, be able to tell me, I'd ask her, I'm like, am I directing enough? I don't want to over-direct. And then I'd ask her, have I given you enough notes? And sometimes she'd say, yes, you've given plenty. Other times she's like, no, I want to understand a bit more of this character. So to have her, it was like she was guiding me and teaching me acting at the same time. So I'm so blessed to have Ruby.
Christelle, ano naman ang takeaway mo sa first big project mo?
If there is really one takeaway from doing First Light, is for me personally, is I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, right? I think I took on First Light as a goal, and in general, any projects I take, it's to really also bring the Philippines up on a global stage. And a lot like James shared earlier also, you know, I was born and raised in the Philippines, so I'm so happy to shine a light on Filipinos.
Maraming magtatanong, kasi pag sinabi mong producer, baka siya yung nagbibigay ng pera. So ano ba yung ginagawa ng producer specifically sa First Right?
Like, yeah, definitely. I think we get that question a lot, right? So as a producer, really, you're in charge of everything from budgets, development, logistics, hiring people. So I explain it to a lot of people like being a project manager, right? So you're in charge of a project from start to finish. As a co-producer, I'm also there to support our Filipino producer and, most importantly, our main Australian producer, Gab. And so along the way also, being a producer is dealing with people. It's like starting a business and being a CEO. You know, we're having to cater to everyone's needs, our actors' needs, our director's needs, most importantly. And we're also setting the tone for the workplace. We're dealing with financiers. We're, of course, dealing with all of the government bodies. So it's a lot of politics.
Admin.
Yes, so a lot of politics also. But it's important, I think, for the producers. Directors are the heart of the project as well. But for producers, we believe in something that we don't see. And we pursue it until we get to the final product. Yeah.
So, parang kailangan may puso rin, hindi ba?
Yeah. It's being a visionary, yeah, definitely. That's where our producers, and that's three of us, really align, because our heart was in it from the start.
Si Gab, na sinasabi mo, si Gabrielle, siya yung producer for Australia.
She is. Yeah.
So, ikaw, si James, si Gab, ang parang close-knit na nagtatrabaho araw-araw?
Oo, so actually si Mother Jane, we call her Mother. She's our production mom.
Okay.
So si Gab, si Mother Jane, at ako. Like, three of us were really the tag team, the trio.
Tapos kayang sabing, hoy James, over budget.
Yeah, so exactly. We would control and try to manage the budget as much as possible.
So was it like your mom being there?
Yes.
Telling you what you can and can't do as a primary school child.
I think it's great to take that into account. And maybe this is why I'm lucky that I've worked for so long in advertising and in photography. I know how to work with a budget.
Clients.
And it's actually good. I think if you had unlimited budget to everything, maybe I'd go crazy. Mm-hmm. So to be told that you have constraints, you have only so much money, you have only so much time, I think that actually makes you get more creative, because you have to try and bend and try and figure out. And if you can't shoot a scene how you want to, it makes you question, why do I need to shoot it that way to begin with? How can we dig deeper into what we're trying to do and find a way to do it that fits?
Is that where your Filipino side comes
yeah.
in?
Yes.
Because you know Filipinos, yes.
Yeah. Talaga.
And maparaan. Have you learned that word, maparaan?
No. Basically, you find ways.
Yes, 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 very
so,
much.
So, because in the Philippines, we say, pag maikli ang kumot, matutong mamaluktot. Have you heard of that?
Yes, I have. Yeah, yeah, no.
So natutunan mo yan sa first line.
I think so. And I mean, also just to add to what Christelle was saying, it's like one of our producers, Jane, in the Philippines, she works a lot with a lot of the Hollywood productions that come. So, you know, she was a production manager with The Avengers when they were shooting and with Bourne. And so for her, I think we were learning a lot about, we didn't want our approach to be extractive of the Philippines. A lot of foreign countries will come to the Philippines to take advantage of cheaper labor, take advantage of the fact that we don't have certain hours. And so our approach, it's like, you know, the film, we're trying to comment on what it means for institutions to take advantage of people. And so there's no way we could make this film without thinking about what our impact was going to be in the production. So from the very beginning, one of the things we were speaking about with Mother Jane, with Christelle and with Gab was, how can we make sure that people feel comfortable and protected on our set? How do we not make this be another just international production that comes to the Philippines? How can we make this actually good for everyone? And so that was one of our approaches from the beginning. It's like the production of the film needs to be in line with the ethics of what we're trying to say. Yeah. Otherwise, there's no point making the film.
That's what I was saying, how our behind the scenes also, and thank you for the validation, but our behind the scenes also reflected what is in front of the camera, which is...
So first light, Melbourne International Film Festival, first showing your eyes sa Linggo.
Please come. We've got three screenings that have sold out already, but there are still a few screenings.
How does that
feel? Exciting. Makes me nervous to think, because these theatres, they're big theatres. I mean, we've got a screening at IMAX. We've got two at the Capitol Theatre here in the middle of the city, and which is an iconic, very, very old cinema. And so to have that many people makes me so excited. But please, we still also have a lot of regional screenings. So if you're out in Ballarat or in Geelong or in Shepparton, there are some screenings we'll be doing out there. And then we'll be in cinemas. Luckily, we're going to be at different Hoyt cinemas and Palace and a few independent cinemas either later in the year or at the start of next year. But we're really excited to be able to bring a film in Tagalog to so many places in cinemas around Australia.
And how does it feel to come back to Melbourne?
Yeah, oh, it's great.
Is it like coming home or is it...
Yeah, I think when I'm home, I spend so much time with my family, which I love, but I'm used to the independence of being overseas. And then I come back and my mum's always checking in on me and she's like, make sure you've done this. Are you bringing your thermals? But I like having that. It's nice to be mothered every now and then. Not too much.
At Christelle. Second time sa Melbourne.
Second time sa
Melbourne. Listahan na gagawin.
Yes, I mean, of course, we're here for the film. I've already been eating my way through Melbourne. So far and in general, I mean, there are so many Filipinos in Melbourne and around the world. But so far, the Filipino community here has been so welcoming to us. So maraming salamat, daghang salamat in Bisaya for really also supporting us.
Maraming salamat, James Robinson, First Light. At maraming salamat, Christelle. Daghang salamat sa iyo.
Maraming salamat, salamat po. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that was so fun.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.